7:21 on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee would like the Homeland Security Department to spend more time and resources securing the northern border, you know, Canada. With so much attention focused on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, lawmakers say the northern border is being neglected. Senator Joseph Lieberman is chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
Only 25% of America's northern border, that's 1,007 miles out of the total 4,000-mile border, meets the Border Patrol's own standard for situational awareness. Less than 1% of the border is under operational control. More specifically, for only 32 of the northern border's 4,000 miles can the U.S. Border Patrol detect an illegal entry and actually make an arrest.
Now, 2 years ago, Lieberman and several other senators asked the Government Accountability Office to assess northern border security. They specifically wanted to know if DHS was improving coordination between government agencies responsible for overseeing the border. Lieberman and Senator Susan Collins announced the report findings earlier this week, and GAO found even though DHS created several joint operations among various levels of law enforcement in the U.S. and Canada, those efforts are failing. Auditors find that officials from the agencies say they lack resources to do their jobs. Collins says DHS can be effective if they develop smart partnerships to make the most of the people they do have.
One way we can do better is for the U.S. Border Patrol to develop productive relationships with state and local law enforcement agencies to address border security issues, particularly in rural areas. An example is an excellent program that is known as the Stone Garden Initiative. It funds joint border security operations by enabling state and local law enforcement who are already working near the border to work closely with the Border Patrol as a force multiplier.
And that was Senator Susan Collins. Senator Lieberman says developing a more effective partnership on the ground is only part of the solution. He says DHS must also find a way to monitor the entire border.
Situational awareness is the ability to detect entries across the border. And that's the goal, I think, to be able to do that. Even if you don't, and the presumption is we will never have the resources to put personnel all along the border. But we ought to have the ability to detect people coming over. And then the ideal here is that there'll be DHS and our Canadian government partners will have the ability to, when they see an illegal entry, to ask either federal, Canadian national, or a state or provincial or local law enforcement to move in and apprehend those people.
Lieberman says technology will play a big role in this effort, and he says there are many off-the-shelf tools available now. Despite the failure of SBINet, remember that, along the southern border? Both senators say there is no talk of taking funds away from the southern border, but they say it is vital that the northern border not be neglected, and Lieberman says both operations can actually learn from each other.
Well, this all comes just as the cancellation of the SBINet initiative by Homeland Security occurred on the southern border.
Right.
And now DHS says it's going to redeploy, they put out another RFI, another request for information. I think they want to restart that program.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be technology-based, as both senators say. You need technology. But I think the problem with the SBINet was it tried to make all the technology work together. And
it was just too much.
It just didn't.
Yeah.
It was very complicated. And I think $1 billion so far spent on that. So there's a big reset going on there. But maybe the technology pieces can be used in both places.
Yeah.
And that would lower the costs because Canada's got a really long border with us. Last I checked, it's about 3,000 miles
yeah.
plus. And if it's more, if you take in all the jaggedness and all the way up there to Maine, you know, to the top of Maine.
So you're just going as the crow flies.
As the crow, well, not, yeah, right. As the groundhog
as
crawls,
the goose
it's
fly.
Much longer. And so whatever technology they would use, cameras, sensors, footstep listeners, you name it, that would be a lot of them to cover Canada.
And we do have more on this on federalnewsradio.com. This is a story by reporter Meg Beasley. She produced the story, so you can find it on our website.
And by the way, we want to remind people that Janet Napolitano will be on our show later this morning at 9:45.
Yes.
She'll be talking about security close to the southern border, but not on it. We're talking Arlington, Texas, and the Super Bowl.
You know, I want to ask her a couple of questions. Specifically, how is this ice storm, the snowstorm, closing down the airports, all the stuff that they've had to go through, you know, because of the weather?
Yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth, I think, affected.
Completely. Is that going to impact how they do their jobs? Number one, it's got to. And number two, who's she rooting for?
Well,
this is
like
the most
shallow
question ever.
Well, I had that same thought because she was governor of Arizona. And so they're certainly nowhere near contention. But yeah, this is the old fashioned Midwest, you know, rough and tumble football. Anyway, it's 7:26, still ahead on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. At 7:40, your DOD report, a World Trade Group says the U.S. government has given illegal subsidies to a contractor bidding for the Air Force tanker contract. In fact, it says both of them have gotten illegal subsidies. And just how good are VA hospitals? We'll bring you the results of an annual report card. Coming up at 7:30, your cybersecurity update. Homeland Security gears up to spend $40 million in research. Plus, justice opens up shop in a new part of D.C. That's all ahead on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.